he's chosen because this is correct. It is correct that this essence demands that he be chosen. Gidudov Yoimulo. Now the word Gidudov is his army. Okay, in this context, the word Gidudov means the angels. The angels, a gedud means a battalion. You have a collection of soldiers arranged in a very specific formation, and each soldier has a unique skill and purpose and mission. So that's what a gedud means, a battalion. So here in this context, we are saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angels who are called in this context the gedudav, yoimru lo, they say to Hashem, l'cha u'l'cha. To you, Hashem. We repeat this over and over again. This expression, which really needs to be understood. Which I don't know what it means. And we have to know this. Let me see over here if they have a parish over here. Yeah. Okay. Over here. Okay. I don't need a preparation. I'm going to read you what it says over here. Maybe we'll get some flavor of what this means over here. What does it mean? L'cha u'l'cha, l'cha ki l'cha, l'cha af l'cha. I'm just going to read the words over here. You don't have this. I'm going to read and I'll try to explain it. After each stanza, the Python repeats this refrain of L'cha. L'cha ki L'cha. Why? Shekein hu derech ha-meshorah behistabek nafshe b'yavas Hashem lichbol u'l'shal l'shtavar echad kam apamim l'chamnas l'ma sh'rak l'cha Hashem ha-molach. Okay, what does that mean? What does this mean? Sh'perish l'explain over here, kamnas ha-vayitim sh'yom ru v'yishavku b'amiras ha-gil p'sukim ha-medaber b'shevach Hashem yisparach ha-muskadim bo teva se'elu. Here. So here's what he explains. This is a very beautiful idea. Why do we say these words? L'cha. We say l'cha u'l'cha, l'cha ki'l'cha, l'cha af'l'cha, l'cha Hashem ha'mamlacha. Every word over here is a reference to a pasuk. What is the pasuk? Excuse me. L'cha dumia sihila. Elokim b'tzion u'l'cha yishulam neder. Period. So this is a pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, in Mizmar Samachay. And it says the word l'cha u'l'cha. L'cha to you, Hashem, dumia, silence is praise. L'cha dumia si'ilo, Elokim b'tzion, Hashem is in Tzion. U'l'cha and to you, yishulam neder, will we fulfill our obligations, our vows. So what we are doing over here is we are taking a pasuk in Tehillim, in Mizmar Samachay, and we are extracting the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk says the word l'cha, and the end of the pasuk begins with the word u'l'cha. So we're saying that l'cha, to you Hashem, dumia, silence is praise. Okay, that's a very deep idea. Sometimes the way you give praise, you know, you have to say something nice. You have to express yourself. But sometimes the way you give praise is by being silent. Why is that so? I don't know, you have to think about this. It's a very deep idea. Sometimes a person, not to talk, just to be present. To be present is a form of acknowledgement. Think about, let's say you go to a graduation. Okay, you have one of your children. Just your attendance and being there, that is the ultimate praise. I'm here to show you that I hold from you. Sometimes, okay, you have to analyze the situation, but silence is praise. L'cha dumia sila, Elokim b'tzion, u'l'cha to you, yishulam neder, and will we fulfill our vows when Mashiach will come. The next expression is, l'cha Hashem ha-gedul, there's another pasuk. This pasuk is in Divrei Hayamim. L'cha Hashem ha-gedul, v'yagavur, v'yateferes, v'nezach, v'yahod. Okay, we say that on Shabbos. Ki chol ba shemay muvaritz l'cha Hashem hamamlocha v'yamisnase l'cha l'rosh. That is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. And in that pasuk, again, it begins with the word l'cha. And then it says, ki l'cha, in the middle of the pasuk, period. So that's the second half of this. It's part of the next expression. L'cha, ki l'cha. The next part is l'cha af l'cha is a pasuk in Tehillim Mizmar Peites. L'cha shamayim, to you is the heaven, af l'cha oretz, tevel umiloya ato yisadetam. The Indian shakoy v'tevos l'cha zayin pam. So how do you ever read the word seven times? L'cha u'l'cha l'cha kilcha l'cha af l'cha. Then we say l'cha shem ha'malach, we repeat the word l'cha m'lacha seven times. Okay, sing over here, very beautiful. Let's review over here. Just to learn this alone, I never knew this. It was kedai to come for me at least just to learn this. Over here, this piyut, it says the word lecha seven times. Each of the, we have the refrain. Lecha is number one. U lecha is two. Lecha, three. Ki lecha, four. Lecha is five. Af lecha is six. And then lecha Hashem, hamam lecha. To you Hashem is the hamam lecha. So what are we doing over here? What are we doing over in this piyut? We are taking essentially three pesukim. We're taking three pesukim. The first pasuk is the pasuk in Tehillim where it says, in the pasuk, "L'cha dumiya sehila elokim mitzion u'l'cha yishulam neder." And in that pasuk, we're taking the beginning of the pasuk where it says "l'cha," and the end of the pasuk where it says "u'l'cha," and these expressions are expressions of. Are expressions of praise. These are expressions of praise from these psukim. Then we go to another pasuk. Pasuk in Divrei Hayyam, where it's similar. It says, "L'cha Hashem ha'gedul ve'agavur ve'adiferes ve'etzach v'yahod." L'cha Hashem ha'mam l'cha. So in that pasuk it says l'cha, and then it says ki l'cha. And in the third pasuk in Tehillim it says l'cha Hashemayim af l'cha. So these are a synopsis of three different psukim. And then we repeat at the end the last phrase from the third pasuk, the last phrase from from the middle pasuk. The middle pasuk is that's right. We repeat the part that's in the middle pasuk in Divrei Hayyamim l'cha Hashem ha'mamlacha. So in total we walk away with seven references to l'cha, taken from three pesukim. We repeat the second half of pasuk number two for a grand total of seven, because the number seven is a very popular number, because there are seven heavens. Hashem came down from the Shemayim to come and save us. That is the essence of why we say these expressions. Okay, now he writes here in the name of the Gra. The Gra writes, Shazim Kinegi Shisha Ruchas Ha'olam Nizrach Hamayra Pitzach Nidar Malu Mata. The gematria of Noer and Yoer is 72. And the number 72 represents, it's one of Hashem's names. You know that the big name of Hashem is the shame of Ayin Beis, of Oisios, of 72 letters. Okay, so this is a mystical thing. And that's the expression l'cha u'l'cha, l'cha ki l'cha, l'cha af l'cha. Each of these expressions is a pasuk. And then we say l'cha shem hamam l'cha, ki loy no'e, ki loy yo'e. We take these two words, no'e and yo'e, which mean beautiful and fitting, and we add them together, it equals 72. It's a reference to Hashem, Hashem's name of the 72 letters. Okay, so that's a synopsis of what the significance of this thing, of this is all about. Now, with regard to Adir, he explains what the word Adir means. Adir ba'modem Hashem. Hashem is called the Adir. Bachur, Hashem is chosen. Bachur karozim. Okay. And others want to say the word Bachur does not mean chosen. It means a young lad. Bachur. And Hashem, over here we have different ways of referring to Hashem. When Hashem appeared to Klal Yisrael at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, he appeared to them as a bachur, as a young person. That's what it says in the Medrash. Wow. That is a very fascinating thing over here. Well, this is a very beautiful idea, and that is, I once told this to a person, and a person that did not have a very good background in Judaism. And I told this to him, and it literally blew his mind. You can see his mind was exploding. And I told him that Hashem customizes himself to every person. Every single person in this world, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem deals with him, when Hashem, tolerates him and communicates and And you know, there's always a communication, there's always some type of a reciprocal communication between Hashem and man. Every single person, Hashem, he customizes his relationship with. It's like, you know, you buy software. So, you know, you buy, like, people have QuickBooks, accounting software. You have to have it customized. You have to get a computer guy to customize it to exactly the way everything today is customization. So the relationship that Hashem is beyond infinite. And Hashem, he's mitzamsem himself. He, kaviyachol, he limits himself so that men can relate and comprehend him. There should be a relationship. Every single person in the Kodesh Baruch Hu customizes his relationship. So I knew that. I mean, we all know that. But we have to. We're very fortunate that we understand this. But it seems that the goyim, a lot of the goyim, they don't know this. They never heard of this idea. They think that God, like, one size fits all, and Hashem is the same to everyone. It's not so. It's not so. Goyim, it's a very shallow approach to belief in God, to think that God conducts himself one size fits all. I mean, to us, it's pretty obvious. Or is it? You wonder sometimes. There's a very high detail of customization and how much mercy Hashem shows, how much stringency, strictness, and patience, not patience, and how much Hashem reveals himself. Every single person is unique. This idea is rooted in a medrash. I never knew this medrash. I'm greatly indebted to you for learning with me so that I can learn this. Otherwise, I would never have the will to learn. And here it says, Omer Rabbi Levi, it's a medrash in the Psikta Rabasi. Okay, I don't know where it is exactly, but and it says here, these are the words. Bid moyos harbe. In many appearances, many images, Nid Melohem Lozeh Adir Hashem appear to the Jewish people. Lozeh Oymed, Lozeh Yoshev, Lozeh Boch, Lozeh Zokain. Hashem appeared to the Jewish people in many different Tzuros. He explains, B'shoah shehigle HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Yam Suf la'asos milchamton shel bonov ul yipar min ha'mitrim nol nir lochem el kibachar. At the time of the Yam Suf, Hashem appeared to Klai Yisrael like a young man, a bachar. She'ein milchama nol la'asos el al yidei bachar shenem Hashem ish milchama Hashem shmo. When you go to war, it looks good when you're young, right? They always talk about, you know, you ever listen to the news, they talk about people coming over the border, the southern border of the United States of America. Within the last 3 years, they claim between 8 to 20 million people have come across the southern border illegally. Illegally. If you say illegal, they're illegal immigrants. Illegally, you can be arrested in some places. You're not allowed to insult them. And they pretty much made it clear the reason why they need these people to come over the border is because they need to put them in certain districts. And in certain districts, the population, the number of congressional representatives in the House depends on the population. And the population has nothing to do with citizens, so it's all about the vote, clear as day. And they even say fairish. So what am I telling you that for? Why am I telling you about politics? I forgot already. Why did I tell you that? I'm forgetting over here. Oh, so they say, when they talk about this, they say they're military age men. I hear that expression many times in the news. They're military age men coming over the border, which they mean, besides the fraud of Gezel and stealing tax money, and the Gezel stealing the election. Besides Gezel, which is a very bad chomer ad moed, we have an open border, there can be terrorists that are coming over the border, which are planning to cause very great pain to this country. Terrorists. And if you have old people coming over the border, you know, so they're not so worried, or young people, they're not as worried that they'll be terrorists. There is just a matter of stealing tax money and stealing the election. But when you have military-aged people coming over the border, there's a concern that they're going to commit acts of terror, of crime. So you see from that is that young people, it's the beauty of Muhammad, of young people. They're vibrant, they're strong, they're fresh. Okay, enough of my nonsense. Dogel, What does it mean dogul? Dogul means dodi tzach v'adam dogul merevava. Okay, it's a pasuk. Dogul merevava. My beloved is tzach v'adam dogul. I'm just reading over here the parish. You don't have this. I have a fantastic safe over here in front of me. Merevava explains over here all these words. Dogul, he takes pasuk. Dogul merevava. Okay, hador. Okay, let's go further. Let's go back to the piyut. So we start of kiloy noe kiloy yoeh to Hashem. It is beautiful. It is fitting. Adi b'meluch Hashem is mighty in His kingdom. He is bachur kahalacha. See, though, he does not explain over here the word kahalacha. He does not explain over here the term chaval of what it means kahalacha, which is fitting or fine. Okay. Gedud of Yarmulog, his angels, they say to him, L'cha, u'l'cha, l'cha ki l'cha, l'cha af l'cha, l'cha sham l'cha, ki lo yinu, ki lo yinu. Next, dogul b'mulucha, what does it mean? Oh, dogul. Dogul b'mulucha, what does it mean of the word dogul? Dogul means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a flag. He is uplifted in his kingdom. Okay, so this dogul is like a flag. Or dogul, not sure I'm saying that correctly, Dogul Merivava. The flag. So it means a flag. Hashem is uplifted. He's high above in his kingdom. Hadur Kahalacha. He is splendid Kahalacha. That is correct. Vasikav Yomulo. His Vasik. A Vasik means a tzaddik. It's a young person. Vasik means it's what is a good translation? People who love the mitzvahs. The correct translation of the word vasika means people who love the mitzvahs. Yisrael hamachamnes ha-mitzvahs, yishabchu v'yoymru, people who love the mitzvahs, they say them, l'cha u'l'cha, l'cha kidcha, l'cha avch, fine. Zakai b'mlucha, I never noticed this. We keep on saying the same three words again and again. There's melucha, there's kahalacha, and there is hamamlocha. These are the three words. Melucha, halacha, and... No, that's and Yom Rulah. Three parts. We have a word, a placeholder for the word Melucha, Bimelucha, a placeholder for the word Kahalacha, and a placeholder for the word Yom Rulah. Okay, Vasikav, those who love mitzvot, they say to him. Next, Zakai Bimelucha, he's Zakai in his kingdom. Chosin, that word Chosin means strong, Kahalacha. Tafsarav, what does it mean, the word Tafsarav? The word Tafsarav means, gotta go check it out over here. It means an army, a chayil, his soldiers. Word tavshav, of course, the pasuk over here means his soldiers. Tavsarav, his soldiers, they say to him the whole expression. Next, yachid ben melucha, he's one. Kabir, kabir means he's mighty, kalacha, limudav, yamulo. What does it mean, limudav? What does the word limudav mean? It means the chol banayich limudi Hashem, his students. All of your children are Limudi students. His students, they say to him, B'chulu. Moshe the Meluchi rules in the Melucha, Noira Kalocha, Sevivav, those that surround him, they say. Next, honor of the Meluchi is humble. Hoide Kalocha, he redeems. Tzadikav, the righteous, they say to him. Next, Kadosh, the Meluchi is holy. Racham Kalocha, Shin Anov. What does the word Shin Anov mean? So here it says, the word Shin Anov means, Shin Anov means Rechev Elokim Rebosayim Alfei Rechev Elokim Rebosayim Alfei Shinov. I think it means angels. I'm not sure what this word means. Okay, I'm not sure what this means over here. Over here, let's see. Malachov, yeah, it means angels. Shin Anov means angels. There's a certain type of angels, they say to him. Okay, and now the last line is Takif, the Melucha, Toime Chalach, he supports Chalacha, Temimov Yarmulo. Okay, so that's the whole thing. So who are Klal Yisrael over here are described, well, the angels are described as Gidudov, Vasikov, Tafsarov, Limudov, Sivivov, Tzadikov, Shin Anov, Timimov. Those are all the beautiful words that are describing, it sounds like angels and sounds like people who are righteous. And Hashem's meluch is Adir, Dogel, Zaka, Yochid, Moishel, Onav, and Kadosh and Takif. That's a description of his malchus. And what is correct about Hashem? He is Hodur, Chosin, Kabir, Noiro, Poideh, Rachum, and Toimech. Very interesting. You look at this piyut on the year, it's fascinating. I never really appreciated this ever. And I guess if we had time to analyze this, I guess it would be that since there are three parts, and there are three pisukim that we are drawing from, of lecha, ulecha, lecha, af lecha, lecha, there's lecha, ulecha, lecha, ki lecha, lecha, af lecha, I'm assuming that lecha, ulecha is a description of the is malchus, bimelucha, and the next section, lecha, ki lecha, is a description of the halacha, and the third part, Sivivav Yoimulo, is a description Lucha Af Lucha. Okay, so there's definitely over here some parallelism which needs further elaboration and understanding. Alright, I told you I wouldn't go over 8 o'clock. So that's basically a basic little overview, a very, very short overview of this fascinating piyut. I will go through the letters of the Aleph Beis. We break it down into three different parts: his Malchus, his Halacha, and his Sivivav. Ein loy laHakadosh Baruch Hu bi'olamai ela dalid amos shel halacha. Dalid amos shel halacha. Finally, Meir Appledorf. Finally, he came, Meir Appledorf. Mr. Glad, I know you have to go, so don't hold back. Thank you for coming. I'll try to still do the chametz, and I'll take care of the chametz. And what else did I say we're going to do? Okay, that's it. You do the night before. You do ideally. You do the night before. Do not make a bracha. You do it at night so that you can use a candle or a flashlight, la'or haner, but no bracha. And when you go to your children, listen to the bracha. When your children make the bracha, listen to the bracha. Answer amen to their bracha, and have kavanah that it should go for you as well. And tell them that it should be made to you, because the bracha they're making really is on the burning of the chametz. I'm not selling chametz. I'm going to go to the Rabbi Schmidman to give over the chametz. He'll sell the chametz.
So he buys real chametz? Extra chametz will bake?
He'll sell whatever you want to sell. Whatever I'll give him to sell, he'll sell for me.
I'll give you the sell for me too. Okay. Hello?
Yeah, you want me to sell for you also?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your address?